Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Since the last Mishnah discussed certain things that were only asim midrabanan, so the Mishnahs continue discussing other things that are takanas midrabanan before getting back to the Malachas Deraisa. This Mishnah is actually discussing something that is not specifically pertaining to Shabbos. Lo yeshiv adam lefnei asaper samuch lemincha ad sheyispal. A person shouldn't sit down in front of the barber to get a haircut close to the mincha time until he davens, because it may take longer, it may delay, and therefore he should make sure to daven first, otherwise he may miss mincha. This is talking about the earliest time to daven mincha, which is mincha gedayla, which is a half hour after chatzais, after midday, and samuch lemincha, he shouldn't even sit, get a haircut close to that time. Samuch means half hour before that, so at chatzais, he should already, after that, he should not sit down for a haircut because something may go wrong, the scissors may break, and it may drag out. He may miss mincha. Not specifically Friday afternoon, this is talking about on any day. Lo yikanes adam lamerchatz. A person shouldn't go into a bathhouse for a bath, v'leborsiki, or into a tannery to check out the hides tanning, v'loy lechol, and not to sit down for a meal, v'loy ledin, and not to sit down to judge a court case, before he davened mincha. If it reached this time of samuch lemincha, he should first daven before doing all these things, because they can drag out. He may become faint from the steam in the bathhouse. He may see in the tannery things that are getting damaged that he needs to fix. His meal may drag out. The court case may drag out, even if it's just by the gemar din, the final ruling. New evidence may come up. They may have to reopen the case, and he may miss mincha. But if they already began these activities, even though he wasn't supposed to, then he doesn't have to interrupt. He can finish them and daven mincha afterwards. The Mishnah continues, Mafsikin likreis kriyishma. One should stop to recite kriyishma. He should stop these activities to recite kriyishma when the time comes, so he shouldn't miss shma. V'ein mafsikin letfila, but he doesn't have to stop for the tefillas, for davening. And the Mishnah seems to be saying that one can be in the middle of these activities and not have to stop at all for davening. The Rav brings, which is a Gemara, that explains this is not talking about general people, it's specifically people like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the like, that Tairasayim Nasei, they were fully dedicated to their Torah learning, and when they were fully involved with it, they didn't have to interrupt for davening. But others that are not in that caliber would have to interrupt for davening. Mishnah Gimel. La'yetzei ha'chayet b'machtei samach l'chashecha. A tailor should not go out with his needle close to nightfall, and this is on Friday afternoon. Shema yishkach v'yetzei, he may forget about it. He may forget that he has it with him. V'yetzei, and he's going to do haitzah. He's going to be carrying, going from domain to domain, or going four amos in Rishis HaRabim. And he'll forget about this needle that he has. So this is something that's midrabanan, assess midrabanan as a preventative that he may come to do haitzah on Shabbos. V'loy halavlar v'kolmasei, and also the scribe shouldn't go out with his kolmas, with his pen, on Friday afternoon close to nightfall for the same reason. He may forget that he has it and will end up doing the malacha of haitzah carrying on Shabbos. Other things that are asur midrabanan, v'loy yefala es kelav. He should neither remove lice from his clothing or read from by the light of an oil lamp on Shabbos. Either one of these processes, he gets fully engrossed in what he's doing, and if the light suddenly gets dim, he may shift the lamp to get the oil to go on the wick and help the flame burn higher, and that would be a malacha deraisa of lighting a fire. And so this is a preventative that they asked midrabanan to do these things by the light of the light, that he may forget and fix the lamp on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues with an exception. Be'emes amru, in truth, they said, ha'chazan raya heichan atinekis karen. The chazan, a teacher who's teaching children, he's allowed to look inside the sefer by the light of the lamp to see where the children should be starting from. And he can show them where to start from. Avahu lo yikra, but he should not read inside the sefer himself on a long term by the light of the lamp. This short amount of checking up to see where they were holding, that was not a concern that he would come to shift the lamp and do malacha. And the children themselves are not concerned that they're going to tamper with the lamp in front of their Rebbe. They are going to make sure that they behave well. And the Lashon of Be'emes Amru, in truth they said, that Lashon usually means that we paskin this way, that there was no doubt about the Psak Halacha. The Mishnah ends off, Ki Yitzvay, similarly, Lo Yechal Hazav Im Hazava Mipnei Hergol Aver. Hazav, who's a certain tumma that has unnatural discharges from a man, and a Zava, a woman that had unnatural discharges, that has her tumma. So a Zava is a forbidden relations, marital relations are forbidden with a Zava. And the Mishnah says that there was a Isser Midr Abanan, that the Zav and Zava should not eat together, Mipnei Hergol Avera, because it may lead to Avera, it may lead to sin. If they eat together, they may come to, it may, one things may lead to another, they may lead to sin, therefore they shouldn't be eating together. The Mishnah is not limited to a Zav. Even if he would not be a Zav, this would be a problem as well. It's saying even a Zav, because a Zav, the fact that he was a Zav would cause himself great discomfort in the relations itself, and therefore there was less of a likelihood that this would lead to sin. And even still, the Rabbanan were concerned about this and forbade him from eating together with the Zava. And surely, even more so, a regular person who's not a Zav is forbidden to eat together with a Zava as a harchaka, a preventative that they shouldn't lead to Avera.